פרק י"א, סעיף למד א', מתיחת תביעות בספורים, תגון טייטן, the stitches which are done to ספורים. ספורים שנכרחו פעם נוספת, על ידי תביעה חיצונית. הספורים which you bound again, and what you do, you stitch them, you put string outside. ונקרא החוט באופן שנשרופף. The hot went tore in a way that it is loosened, the tefira is loosened. Often in terms of hot, I'm not big, the adek et hakriha. Mishum shuhu kamote hot hatfira, a mova, the else if base, she is with them a lacha tefira. A person is not allowed to go and tighten the string. I mean, you've got sforim which are bound the second time with string outside. If the string opens in a way it gets loosened, the string, the sefer, then you're not allowed to go and pull the string in order to tighten the string and make the sefer more stuck together. Because, like we learned before, if a person's got a string which came loosened, one's not allowed to pull the string and tighten the string is also teifa. The same thing here. To go and tighten the string, it'll be a problem from teifa. Taking out chut machliv. I think in English it's called basting stitches. Beged chadash shleitziu mimenu es hachut hamachliv. Also, leitzia b'shabbos mishum isa makar patish. What it means like this: a tailor or the shops which are making the garments will sometimes put a stitch or two in the suit or in the garment in order to keep it together. They shouldn't get creased. A lot of tailors do it on the suit, on the jackets, in order that the jackets, the parts should stick together. It should be together. If it's at the back of the suit, that it shouldn't get creased. Now, this chut is considered, to open it up, is considered makar patish. You are finishing off the beged, because without opening this, taking off this string, you can't use the beged well. So with the taking off the string, it's considered maka bepatish. You're not allowed to go and tear this string. Chen adin b'chalifa chadasha asha hakisim. Hachitzoinim tfuim b'sifseisem. Also, the kura tfira zu b'shabbos. The same thing if you've got a suit and it's got pockets. And the pockets are tied. When you buy it with the pockets tied. You're not allowed to open this string on Shabbos and cut the string and open the pockets. Because it is a isa for maka bepatish, because you're making it ready to be used. So if lamed gimel tfira lizman, to go and sew for a short time. Now we learned before the hilchos kosher with knotting that kshira lizman, if it's less than 24 hours, according to everybody, if a person makes a knot for less than 24 hours, has got no problem from kshira if it's not a maisa omen. No problem from doing a knot, normal, simple knot, less than 24 hours, because it's considered tefira lizman. Now, one has, because considered kosher lizman, it's considered you are making a knot for a short time, and it is mutter to do that. Now, the shaila is, what is with tefira lizman? What about if a person goes and sews? Lizman, or more frequent, is a person goes and sticks, a devek. He sticks a label, tape, to glue for a short time. Do we say the same as by knotting for a short time is allowed? Also, we say for sewing for a short time. The same thing is, we say maybe to go and tear something which is made for a short time. Allowed to be done. Do we compare it to nothing or not? There's a big machlokes. We'll see inside. Are we showing in machloku? It's machlokes. We're showing him between teifa amanos lachzor or lahatir es hatfira achaz man katzah. The machlokes. We're showing him if a person goes and sews in order to open it up after a short time. יש הנוקטוד, יש פסחיב דאורייפה. משום דלגבי מלאכס טויפה למצינו כולה בעינו של קיימה, ורק למלאכס קוישה מצינו כולה זו. Some people say, some poskim, some rishonim say, that is a isa deraisa to go and sow on a short term. Because when do we allow you to do it? It's only by koisha, only knotting, which says you're allowed to go and knot for a short term. But a person not allowed to go and sow for a short time, even less than 24 hours. Some people say you're allowed to go and sow if it's not for a long period, only for a short time, less than 24 hours. That means very, very, very frequent problem is using diapers. A diaper which has a sticker. Not scotch, a sticker, which sticks onto the diaper, onto the ferret. Now, pashtus, the problem from tefillah she'eino shel kayomim, made to stick less than 24 hours. Now, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, he takes on, the halacha is allowed to stick it and he's allowed to open it up, if it's made in less than 24 hours. We'll learn about it later on, exactly. Because it's considered tefillah she'eino shel kayomim. There's no problem, not from Tefa and not from Korea, not from making it stick on the diaper and not taking it off, because Tefa Shein Shel Kayama, something which is made for less than 24 hours, got no problem to do it and no problem to open it. That is the halacha from according to Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Eliashiv, well, before one says that, that's all according to the Ramah. According to the Shulchan Aruch holds Minak Asfad, the Shulchan Aruch, is that you're not allowed to do it, any sewing for short period. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it is not allowed. So according to Minak Asfadim, you should take on the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to go and do any sort of sewing and sticking, even if it is a short period. But according to the Ramah, the commercial brings it down, so Shlomo Zalman takes on, you're allowed to do it, to go and stick it, and you're allowed to go and take it off, separate it. But according to Rabbi Yashiv, he makes a difference whether it is made to sew or you're taking it off. So Rabbi Yashiv says like this, the Ramah says to open it up, to do koreya, Lizman, for something which is made for a short time, he says you're allowed to do it, shalai bifnei amor, not in front of a person who doesn't understand halachos. That means to go and open the titulim, let's say the diapers, to go and open the sticker when it was closed already, let's say he did it before Shabbos, and on Shabbos itself he wanted to go and open it up, according to Rabbi Yashiv, you're allowed to do that, but to go and do the toifa, to go and stick it on, Rabbi Yashiv says that you're not allowed to do, even shle bifnei ha'maaretz. Yeah, so that is what comes out like this. We've got a machlokes rishonim, how we take on if a person goes and sows, if he's allowed to sow for a short period, less than 24 hours, like we said, for nothing we're allowed to do less than 24 hours. Machlik Sushin. Shulchan Aruch takes on, you're not allowed to do it. Reb Shlomo Zalman, according to the Ramah, takes on that you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to sew, and you're allowed to open it up, you're allowed to stick, and you're allowed to go and take, open the, allowed to separate that, sticking Madbekot. According to Reb Eliashiv, he says, you're not allowed to sew, even if it's a short period, but you're allowed to take off the sewing. That means you're allowed to open up the sticker. If it's shalei bifnei ha'maaretz, if it's the sticker was only made for a short period, less than 24 hours.